Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Three word changes that will absolutely change your life. Positively guaranteed. Welcome back to Winning Mindset. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Winning Mindset. We have another great lesson today. Today we're going to talk about words, and I was always a very big believer in word power. The words that we use have a big impact on our lives. Our words are the first link in the chain. Our words impact our thoughts impact our behaviors, and then our behaviors impact our destiny. So the first link in the chain is the words that we use. There's a lot of words that we use that aren't very positive, proactive, empowering, or even logical and rational. And we want to do is we want to substitute those words for words that are going to help us, right? So effectiveness. We want to have effective words that we're using. Okay, so three big word changes. Number one, problems. You don't need to use the word problem ever again. I want you to substitute the word problem for challenge. People hate problems. People love challenges. A minor change in the words you use is going to have a big impact on how you're thinking and feeling and approaching the situation. So if you say, oh, I have this problem, my car got a flat tire. No, I have this challenge, my car has a flat tire. I can tell you right off the bat, just me personally, if I think about, oh, problem there, the flat tire, I really don't feel like changing it, but oh, I have a challenge, my car tire, you know, went flat. Okay, I could do it, let's try it, let's get it done, right? So you feel better about attacking a challenge than a problem. So sub it out, it does the same exact thing, but now it puts the ball in your court. It's much more positive and empowering. Okay. Number two, the word worry. You don't have to use the word worry again either. Instead of the word worry, start using the word focus. So think about it. Let's say you're studying for an exam tomorrow. I have a math test tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about English. I'm going to worry about math tonight. I'm not going to worry about English tonight. I'm going to worry about math because I have a test tomorrow. Sounds good on the surface, right? But no, why are we worrying? Why are we worrying at all? I'm not gonna focus on math, I'm gonna focus on English tonight. The same exact message that you're trying to get across is now positive. It's now something that you wanna do as opposed to, I'm worried about it, right? We're not worried about it, we shouldn't be worried about anything. Let's get worried out of there. It's what are we focusing on? So I'm not gonna focus on this, I'm gonna focus on that. Oh, don't focus, instead of telling people, don't worry about that. No, don't focus on that. Same thing. And finally, instead of saying, be careful, start saying, be aware or be alert. Now, of course, we do have to be careful. We got to watch. We got to make sure bad things don't happen. We got to take precautions. We need to take, we just need to be aware. We need to think ahead. So a lot of times people say, be careful. Most of the time, I don't know about it all the time. Maybe if you're teaching a kid, right? But even if you're teaching a kid, it's probably better to use the words be aware or be alert, because that has a positive connotation. When you say be careful, it almost feels like something bad's going to happen, right? So subtle word changes like that have a big impact. Instead of be careful, I would say be aware or be alert. You'll never go wrong with saying be aware or be alert. But we've told athletes before, hey, you know, we've made the mistake, be careful out there, or be careful when you're in this situation. No, so now what happens is they start playing very defensively, conservative, tentative, hesitant, right? But if we tell an athlete, be aware of this or be alert, there it's not as of a defensive mindset. We don't want to have a defensive mindset. We want to have an offensive mindset. So be alert, be aware. You could say it sternly, but be careful. It kind of sounds defensive and pulling back. So again, as a parent, you use this at your discretion. I think it would work with parenting too. We'll see, right? But definitely in sports, definitely when it comes to a performance setting, don't be careful, be aware, or be alert. And finally, I'll give you a fourth one because we always like to over-deliver. Two words you could scrap from your dictionary, try and can't. So just pull out an old dictionary, your old family dictionary, because I know you're not using it anyway. Go to the page that says can't, that has can't, and go to the page that has try, like I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Just scrap them right out of the book. No one will notice the difference. No one's going into those dictionaries anyway. Now, don't do it if it's like a family, like antique at this point. But you get the picture. You don't have to say the words try or can't ever again. Instead, if I can't do something, I will work on it. I'm going to get better. I will improve. But it's never, I can't. There's few things you can't do. Okay, now if we're talking about matters of faith and morals, yes, there are certain can'ts, like the Ten Commandments, right. Point of fact, you can't murder someone. You can't steal. Those are can'ts. But outside of faith and morals, you can. Or maybe like you can't personally fly. I can't flap my hands fast enough and fly, right? But very few things, when we're talking about human accomplishments, is it really serious that we can't do. So there's no more can't. And then the word try, I think that's just also a cop-out. It's just soft language for me, right? If I have a pull-up bar and I say, and someone asks, how many are you going to do? And I say, well, I'm going to try to do 30. Just say, I'm going to do 30. Like, that implies that you're going to try to do 30. Obviously, you're going to try. But I think a lot of times we say try because we're tempering our language because, well, maybe number one, we don't want to feel like we're arrogant or cocky. And that's a good thing, right? We don't want to be arrogant or cocky. But I don't think just saying I'm going to do 30 pull-ups, that's not a cocky thing. It's also the way I say it. And, it, you know, my nose is up in the air. I'm better than you and the heck with you. And I'm better than everyone else. That's a different story. But if I say, no, I'm going to do 30 pull-ups or I'm going to set the team record, that's not cocky. That's not arrogant. So I don't think we use the word try, right? When we say the word try, like I said, a lot of times we don't want to sound cocky or arrogant. I don't think it sounds cocky or arrogant. But a lot of times, I think more of the time when we say the word try, it's more of a cop-out. It's soft language, like maybe I'm going to do it, maybe I'm not going to, and I don't want to look like an idiot if I can't do what I'm saying I'm going to do. It's soft. Just do it. Just get out there and do it, right? Do or do not do. There's no try. So make sure you do that. So again, our four word changes, the bonus fourth. First, instead of problems, they're challenges. Two, instead of worry, we're focused. Number three, instead of being careful, we're going to be alert. We're going to be aware. And number four, scrap the words try and can't. They don't exist. Don't use them anymore. Mindset makes the difference. And make sure you share these messages with your family, with your friends, because you never know when things like this, little things like this could change our life. We all know how prevalent anxiety is this day and age, and performance anxiety, anxiety disorders. It's so common, right? It's because we want to do well. We want to succeed. We don't want to fail. So we got to learn how to cope with the anxiety. We got to learn how to cope with the fears and the doubts. So this is going to help people with that. It's going to help you when you perform, and it's going to help you in life. Make sure you spread the message around. Make sure you share these videos.
And that's Mindset a wrap for today's podcast. I'm Gene Zanetti from Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you check out our website, wrestlingmindset.com. Get our ebook. Make sure you get that ebook. Great information. Represents some of the best information that we have. Lessons that we've learned from some of the top wrestlers in the world. Lessons that we've learned from our own experience and the best that research can provide. Get the ebook, wrestlingmindset.com. Also, as an individual, make sure you personally sign up for the one-on-one free mindset consultation. The one-on-one free mindset consultation. Make sure you fill out the form and do that as soon as possible. The best results always come from one-on-one individual attention, whether it's strength training, whether it's technique, or whether it's mindset. One-on-one individual attention is always the best. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you join us again for our next podcast. Mindset makes the difference. Have a great day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.